Good evening. My name is Steve Wallace. I'm Senior Project Manager with TRC Environmental Corporation. We're our environmental consulting firm that was retained by DCP to assist them through the federal, state, and local permitting process for the LPG terminal to be located in Mack Point. TRC has offices in South Portland, in Augusta, and Ellsworth, Maine. It has dozens of offices across the U.S. and several offices in countries outside the U.S. I was responsible for managing the environmental field studies and impact assessments that were done to document and demonstrate compliance with environmental regulations for the project. I then managed the preparation of the federal, state, and local applications. And finally, I'm here to help support those applications through the review process. I've been involved in environmental regulations in Maine for nearly 40 years. I worked for the Maine DEP Air Bureau initially, then as an environmental manager for a large industrial plant here in Maine, and more recently as a consultant. I also served on my local planning board for 7 years and as its chairman for 3. So I do feel I have a pretty good sense of your job and what's in front of you and the responsibility you face and feel for the project, and hopefully I can help you be of assistance to evaluate the proposal. So my intent right now is just to give you a very brief overview of what is in the DCP application and how the application demonstrates that DCP meets all of the relevant application requirements, land use, and performance standards. During the course of the evening, myself and others will be going into more detail about other selected issues of particular interest that have been brought forth to us. So getting to the application, initially, the beginning of the first tab in the application were simply the application forms, which we completed and submitted in May along with the entire document. We then modified those forms at the planning board request and resubmitted those in June. The next tab is simply a letter that authorizes me to speak on behalf of DCP at proceedings such as this. The next tab in the application is a project description. It contains a reasonably detailed description of what types of equipment, structures, and other facilities will be located at Mack Point, how they operate, and also contains a description of the Mack Point site itself, which, as you've heard it before, is we believe ideal for this sort of facility, given that it is one of the existing marine ports in Maine and one of the 3 port strategies that's been identified by the Maine DOT for bringing marine-related commerce into the state. And very briefly, excuse me, the project description that's in the application, I'll just go through some of the major features that I'm sure you're pretty well familiar with by now, but the marine vessels would dock at the existing Sprague Pier. And we talked about the pipeline quite a lot last night, so I don't think we need to get into that too. The transfer pipe last night, we probably don't need to get into that very much tonight, but it's here as shown as a black line that comes off the pier, travels through the existing Sprague terminal up under this dirt road named Sprague Way Lane, across Station Avenue, then up under the proposed entrance road to the storage tank. The main feature of the facility is the bulk storage tank located here. Surrounding the tank is its containment wall that is designed to contain and hold more than the entire contents of the tank. The trucks that would be used to distribute propane initially would enter the facility off Station Avenue on the entrance road here, load at this area here called the truck loading station, then exit out onto Route 1, traveling either north or south. Ultimately, as you know, DCP hopes to also build a railroad spur down here adjacent to the existing Maine, Montreal, and Atlantic Railroad so that they could then transport or distribute their product by rail. Additionally, the emergency flare is located here. And then there are just a few buildings located in the site, administration building, compressor building, etc. So that's just a really quick description of the sorts of structures and facilities that are entailed in the project. So after that descriptive information, the project then goes into each of the pertinent ordinances that give the planning board jurisdiction over projects such as this. The three ordinances are the land use ordinance, the site plan review ordinance, and the shoreland zoning ordinance. The first section dealing with actual ordinance requirements is the land use ordinance tab, and that identifies the requirements from that particular ordinance, such as that the applicant has to submit a site plan review application and get it approved by the planning board. The use has to be approved for the zone or zones in which it's proposed to be located. There are dimensional and setback requirements in each zone that have to be met. There are a set of applicable land use standards in that ordinance that need to be met. As we've mentioned, copies of all applicable federal and state permits and approvals are necessary before the planning board can proceed with processing the application. And there is a set of positive findings that must be made by the board before you can issue it your approval. So the application spells out each of these requirements and gives you an explanation of how the project meets that requirement, or directs you to an appendix, a drawing, or another document that supports the fact that the project does meet the requirements of each of those portions of your ordinance. If a requirement is not applicable, those are identified as well. The next part of the application deals with the site plan review. It's set up the same way, identifies the requirements from that particular ordinance, which are submittal to you of a site plan review application with all the a long list of applicable information and drawings and site plans that are spelled out in your ordinance. There is a set of performance standards there that have to be met, and there's a requirement for appropriate application fee. So again, each of those is spelled out, and the demonstration is made either at that location or elsewhere in the document that these requirements are met. And then lastly is the shoreland zoning tab, which, as of course you know, that applies only to the components of the project which are located within 250 feet of tidal waters. And in this instance, that would be the transfer pipe along the pier, and first approximately 750 feet of that once it reaches land. And then in addition to that, approximately 270 feet of the proposed railroad spur and its access road would also be located in the shoreland zone. So those are the parts of the project that are subject to that ordinance. The requirements are spelled out once again, and a demonstration is made how this project as proposed meets those requirements. And since the May 4th, the original submittal, there have been a number of additional submittal supplemental information, as you have requested, that have been provided to add to the original application. And as you know, the application was found to be complete from processing on October 8th. So that's really all I really felt I needed to say right now about this. DCP certainly believes that what we have submitted to you in the form of the application, the follow-up submittals, reports and reviews you've requested since the original submittal, provide documentation needed by the board to demonstrate that this project is in full compliance with all of your town ordinance requirements. Thank you very much. Look forward to questions later on.